It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon. I want you to get ready for another powerful series entitled, I'm Healed. I want you to know that this word of God that's coming to you today is going to literally transform your life. I recently preached this message at my home church located in Jacksonville, Florida. If you ever in Jacksonville, Florida, stop by 5000 North Main Street, We're for Jesus Ministries, where our senior pastor is Bishop Elijah Johnson. Your life is getting ready to get transformed and shifted. Turn to Isaiah 53. Get ready for I'm Healed.
And we come here to get healed, delivered, and set free. The title of this message is I'm Healed. When I leave this morning, I'm going to tell 10 people I'm healed. Wow, my God. Somebody's going to testify on the way out the door, I'm healed. By the word of God, you may be seated. God is going to do a work this morning. He's going to do it by his word. The moving of the word of God in our hearts. The Bible says if we hold the word of God, if we put it in our heart, if we press it down on the inside of ourselves, we won't sin against him. The word of God is so powerful. It says it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts in and it goes out. It can come into places that we don't even know exist. It could touch us where we've never been touched before. His word. His word, we get enough of the word on the inside. It says it's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In other words, the word of God can lead you and guide you into all truth. Get enough word and you'll walk upright, you'll talk right, you'll live right, you'll give right. Because the word is just that powerful, it'll make you do right. The Bible lets us know that if we can get our minds transformed, renewed, if we get enough of God's word on the inside, we'll even think right. As we turn to the word of God, when we understand the price that was paid for us, really understand the price. And I'm be reading from Isaiah 53. If you want to turn to Isaiah 53, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version because I want some things to be crystal clear this morning. My God, but if we ever understand the price that was paid for our deliverance, for our healing, for our salvation, oh my God, our lives will never be the same when you understand the price. You won't hold on and let go and hold on and let go, but you will hold on with all of your being, with everything you have on the inside of you, because you understand the price. You won't let nothing or nobody take it away from you, because you understand the price. If someone gave you a brand new car and gave you the title to the car and went downtown and registered your name with that title, gave you the keys and a year worth of gas and say, this is your car. If somebody try to jack your car, you'll fight. If somebody tried to say, that's not your car, you will look at them, look at the title. Go downtown, check out the papers. That's my car. So why would you do that with your salvation? When you've been washed in the blood of Jesus, when he's written your name in the Lamb's book of life, why would you even dare act like I don't know Jesus? Why would anyone allow the devil to come and tell you you're not healed? You're not delivered. You're not set free. You're not saved. Look at somebody and say, the devil is a liar. Now give God a praise for who you are. And we realize it's not because of who we are that we made ourselves. But like the Son said, it's because of who he is. He's Jehovah Rapha. He is my healer. Look at somebody and say, I'm healed. As we go quickly to Isaiah 53, please follow along. And like I say, I'm reading from the Amplified version of the Bible because I do want this to be crystal clear. And I want us to really get what God did for us. Let me pray quickly. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Please, Father, open up the eyes of our understanding that we would know the price that was paid. Oh, my God. Take the veil off of our eyes and off of our hearts. May the word of God penetrate the innermost parts, that you and only you will be glorified. And we thank you for doing it. Verse 1, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's thank God. Verse number 1, we thank God, we thank God, we thank God. In the name that's above all names. Verse number 1, who has believed, trusted in, relied upon, and clung to our message of that which is revealed to us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been disclosed? For the servant of God grew up before him like a tender plant and a root out of dry ground. He had no form of comeliness, no royal kingly pomp, but he that we should look upon him, no beauty that we should desire him. When you look at the Lamb of God, he did not come making a name or a reputation for himself. The word of God teaches us he could step right into this church and wouldn't even ask for the front seat. He didn't have a trail of people following behind him. He came to do the will of God. He was not handsome, nor the best dressed. Some people looked and say, where's this king? And he would be standing right there. In other words, Jesus could be so very present and you not even notice he's there. Someone could say some things that are quite so offensive to him, and he won't strike them dead. Do things that grieve him, and he won't strike them dead. Because he said, I came to seek out and to save them that are lost. Lost people don't make God upset. Because he said, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. Lost people do things that offend God every day. But he says, I will turn my head and forgive it. That's who came. So when we say we want to be like Jesus, we check ourselves to see, do we need to be recognized? Do we need the best reputation? Do we need the high seat? Because he came humble. The Bible says he gave up all his riches and glory and became poor, that we may be rich. Can you imagine giving up streets of gold? Giving up somebody praising you every day, all day, for eternity. Not just some sinful flesh, but angels. Giving all of that up. Because he say, I have a people who, if they don't get it right, they're going to burn in hell for the rest of their lives. And a lifetime. So I've got to pay the price. I've got to give everything up and come down. As we continue, he was despised and rejected and forsaken. Despised, rejected, and forsaken. And I'm preaching to some people in here who have been despised, rejected, and forsaken. Look at somebody and say, Jesus, know what that feels like. He was a man of sorrow and pain. He was acquainted with grief. Acquainted with what it feels like to cry all night long. I don't know about you, but my heart has been broken so bad that I went to bed crying and I woke up crying. tears still running out of my eyes. And I knew that if nobody else knew what that felt like, Jesus did. How many people have ever cried yourself to sleep? How many people know what it's like to have a broken heart? Your heart so broken you feel it crack. Say, Jesus knows what that feels like. Acquainted with grief. He was acquainted with sicknesses. My God. Know what it feels like that you can't hardly walk and somebody telling you to speed it up and you can't go no faster. Acquainted when it know when the doctor shake his head and says there is no more hope. Acquainted. Acquainted does not mean that I just say, oh. No. Acquainted means I'm all in there with you. Have you ever had someone minister to you or tell you about something and they were all in there with you? You just knew they knew what that felt like. Well, count that by the 100 zillion because Jesus is deeper than that. Somebody say, call on the name of the Lord Jesus. Can I get anybody in here to just say Jesus?
Jesus.
Can I get anybody else on this side to just say Jesus? Can I get somebody over here to just say Jesus?
Jesus.
Now let's say it together. Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh my God. See, I want that in your spirit. So the next time you have a pain, you know who to call. The next time you're ashamed, you know who to call. The next time you're going through something, you know who to call.
And like one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised. Have you ever been despised? Have you ever had somebody look at you like they didn't even see you?
Have you ever been hurting and broken up and people back away? Say, no, don't talk to her. Don't talk to him. They're hurting. They messed up. Oh, they did this. Back away. They did that. Back away. Have you ever been down so low you had to find a friend in?
There are some places you can fall that you look up and the people you expect to be there will not be there. If you haven't been through it, keep on living. There are some lies can be told on you that'll make people back away. And you say, I know they know me better than that. No, they don't. Jesus know you better than that.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I have something very exciting for you today. Many of you have commented that Dr. Ty came right in the middle of the broadcast, or Dr. Ty got the tail end of the broadcast, and I wish I could have heard the whole broadcast. The part that I hear was good. Well, I got something for you that's going to definitely plummet you into another level. You now have the opportunity to get the full broadcast emailed to you every week. Yes, every week I will get that broadcast out to you. You can download it on your phone. You can listen to it as many times as you like. I want you to write this down. Now write down this email address, tytyradio77@gmail.com. Again, that's tytyradio77@gmail.com. Send me a quick email and I'll get you on the distribution list and get ready for that powerful message to come to you on a weekly basis. I really do appreciate all of your support and God bless you. Let's go higher in this hour.